This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking bluntly to reporters, described the purported Russian killings of Ukrainian civilians.
Yes, I called it genocide because it's become clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being able to be a Ukrainian.
And past American leaders have dodged formally declaring bloody campaigns such as Russia's in Ukraine as genocide, hesitating to trigger an obligation that under international convention requires signing countries to intervene once genocide is formally identified. Allied leaders have traveled to Kyiv to meet with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Twitter posts by the leaders show them standing outside a Ukrainian railroad passenger car. Estonian President Alar Karis says in his post, "We're visiting Ukraine to show strong support to the Ukrainian people and to meet with our dear friend President Zelensky." Poland, Latvia and Lithuania's leaders are also on the trip. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed Tuesday that Russia's bloody offensive in Ukraine would continue until its goals are fulfilled and insisted the campaign was going as planned, despite a major withdrawal in the face of stiff Ukrainian opposition and significant losses. Ukraine said Tuesday it was investigating a claim that a poisonous substance had been dropped on its troops. It was not clear what the substance might be, but Western officials warned that any use of chemical weapons by Russia would be a serious escalation by the already devastating war. Putin insisted Tuesday that his invasion aimed to protect people in parts of eastern Ukraine controlled by Moscow-backed rebels and to ensure Russia's own security. This is VOA News. Police hunted late into the night Tuesday for the gunman who opened fire on a subway train in Brooklyn and left 10 people injured. The search focused partly on a man said by police to have rented a van possibly connected to the violence. Video from New York showed the van being removed from the scene Tuesday night. At a news conference, the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, says a wide net is being cast for the suspect in the subway attack.
We did establish a gun interdiction task force, a nine-state group of individuals who come together regularly, and we believe that if this person has left the state, we'll be able to use the resources of our connections and relationships that we have with nine neighboring states to help bring this person to justice.
Investigators stressed they weren't sure whether the man, Frank R. James, was responsible for the shooting, but authorities were examining social media videos in which the 62-year-old decried the United States as a racist place awash in violence. An armed gang has killed more than 100 people in a remote part of northern Nigeria. Survivors and local authorities made the statement on Tuesday. The attackers targeted four villages in the Kanam area, Plateau State, the most recent in a series of violent attacks in Nigeria's north. Such attacks in Nigeria's northern region have become frequent, especially between Fulani Muslims, who are mostly cattle herders, and Christian communities from the Hausa and other ethnic groups who are mainly farmers. The conflict over access to land and water has further worsened the sectarian division between Christians and Muslims in Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation with its 206 million people deeply divided along religious lines. In this recent attack, the assailants arrived Sunday afternoon, ransacking houses and shooting at residents, according to Alpha Sambo, a survivor and a Kanem youth leader who is helping those displaced and injured. A cryptocurrency expert was sentenced Tuesday to more than 5 years in prison for helping North Korea evade U.S. sanctions. 39-year-old Virgil Griffith pleaded guilty last year to conspiracy, admitting he presented at a cryptocurrency conference in Pyongyang in 2019, even after the U.S. government denied his request to travel there. A well-known hacker, Griffith also developed cryptocurrency infrastructure and equipment inside North Korea. And at the 2019 conference, he advised more than 100 people. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden told reporters that the Russian killings of Ukrainian civilians did result in a genocide. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.